The sheer cruelty and cowardice of firing into a church full of children is absolutely incomprehensible.
Two children are dead and 17 others wounded in Minneapolis after a gunman fired through the windows of a church.
Hey, troopers responding. We've seen a lot more medical.
Police say dozens of children and worshipers were attending a morning mass to mark the start of the school year at Annunciation Catholic School.
Two young children, ages 8 and 10, were killed where they sat in the pews.
Principal Matthew DeBoer says teachers were crucial in saving lives.
Within seconds of this situation beginning, our teachers were heroes. Children were ducked down. Adults were protecting children. Older children were protecting younger children. And as we heard earlier, it could have been significantly worse without their heroic action.
Of the 17 people injured, authorities say 14 of them were children. All remaining victims are expected to survive, according to police.
Two of them were adult patients, 9 pediatric patients. 4 of them required the operating room.
The shooter was armed with 3 weapons, according to police, a rifle, shotgun, and a pistol. Officials say all 3 weapons were legally purchased by the shooter recently.
The coward who fired these shots ultimately took his own life in the rear of the church.
Some neighbors also rushed to help after hearing the gunfire. Patrick Scallon comforted 3 young victims.
I told him and assured him, I'm not leaving you until the ambulance gets here, and they're going to take good care of you, you're going to be okay, and you're going to be with your parents real soon. And I think that's all I could do.